Representative Ed Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat, requested the report. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich signed on to the request as well. Ed Markey is a vocal liberal, serves as the top Democrat on the House Natural Resources Committee, and is running for the Senate seat John Kerry would give up should he win approval as Secretary of State. And now he says he'll introduce legislation that would require Alaska Native corporations to report financial statements to the Securities and Exchange Commission. To Representative Don Young, Markey is wasting GAO's time.
He's looking for an answer to a problem that doesn't exist and trying to take away the right of Alaska Native organizations to manage their own program.
The 79-page report shows that, by and large, ANCs are some of the most successful businesses in the state. The report is short on criticism, though it does point out that the state of Alaska requires some financial reporting, though oversight of that reporting is slim. ANCs have shareholders, but the shareholders are not considered investors, like in a publicly traded company. And because of that distinction, they do not need to report financial statements to the SEC.
Representative Markey may think that tribal members or tribal member shareholders in Alaska are a bunch of individuals wearing feathers and loincloths and don't know what's going on.
That's Kevin Ellis. He's the executive director of the Native American Contractors Association, a group that lobbies on behalf of Native businesses. Ellis rhetorically asks why Congressman Markey wants to single out certain types of private businesses and not others.
I would question the usefulness for that, what the need is for that, and would that be fair? I mean, other non-publicly traded companies that are not Native American are not subject to these particular laws. Closed corporations that are not publicly traded aren't subjected to those laws.
Congressman Markey would not comment for this story. A press release from his office says ANCs treat shareholders as second-class citizens. His legislation would protect them from financial abuses committed by the corporations. Gary Harrison is a shareholder of SERI and the Chickaloon Moose Creek Regional Association. He says he's out of the loop on how his corporations operate. Harrison is the traditional chief for Chickaloon Village.
They put out a newsletter, and if you read the newsletter, you'll know the periphery of what's going on. But what's really going on, they're not going to really tell you.
Harrison worries that the large regional corporations are losing sight of the original intent of ANCSA.
They're starting to learn how to run corporations now, but the people then start looking at these corporations like they're Fortune 500s, and they lose the aspect that these are the people's corporations and they're not theirs.
Unlike the vast majority of GAO reports, this one makes no recommendations, but that's because of jurisdiction. GAO has oversight of congressional legislation and government agencies, not privately owned companies. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.